that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. You are invited to a party tonight in Chico at MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. It's an outdoor street party right outside the museum with live music and a DJ and probably dancing in the street, plus food and drink, as well as street art being created before your eyes. On today's Weekend Showcase, we talk with MUNCA's board president, Pat Macias, about the celebration and about current and upcoming exhibitions showing at MUNCA. I don't know if you follow the music charts these days, but can you tell me what's the top-selling album in the nation in 2018 so far? Well, as you may or may not know, amazingly, it's the cast album of an original movie musical, with songs by a Tony-winning pair of songwriters. On today's program, we'll listen to songs from that album that's been at the top of the charts for many, many months in a row. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Shasta College presents faculty-created works in the exhibit Art 300, opening tomorrow in the gallery at Reading's Old City Hall. The show includes paintings, photographs, drawings, sculptures, ceramics, and glass. You can meet the artists at a reception in Old City Hall tomorrow from 5 to 8. Tomorrow, the Orland Art Center closes the exhibit The American West, A Way of Life. Tracy Libby displays her Western-themed fine art photography. Gallery hours tomorrow, 1 to 6. At Chico Theater Company, a funny and irreverent look at the contemporary mating game with the show I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. This review, a series of musical comedy sketches, explores the sometimes winding routes we take through romance, relationships, and love. Curtain times are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tonight, Los Caballitos de la Canción deliver South of the Border music to Chico's downtown plaza. Enjoy Latin dance tunes and soulful songs starting at 7 o'clock. On stage this evening at Sierra Nevada's Big Room in Chico, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, an outlaw country Americana band with punk inclinations. Jason Hawk Harris opens the show starting at 8 o'clock. Sarah and her band take the stage at 9. At the Paradise Performing Arts Center tomorrow afternoon, the Battle of the Big Bands, Glenn Miller versus Tommy Dorsey. 30 musicians play the most popular songs of the 1930s and 40s. The sounds of Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey compete for the vote of the audience at the show's end to decide the favorite. The musical competition starts at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, at Norton Buffalo Hall in Paradise, an evening of humorous jazz folk tunes with Bird and Wag, along with Americana from the Paper Hats. Catch this musical double bill starting at 7 o'clock. In Yuba City, the Acting Company presents the musical Oliver. Consider yourself at home tonight or tomorrow night at 7:30 or Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Today is the birthday of guitar legend Carlos Santana. I have been accused, Santana remarked, of being a very simplistic, very lyrical player, and that's okay. That just comes from the blues, which is my background.
You're invited to a big street party tonight in Chico. It's put on by MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. To celebrate, the museum's moving into its permanent location 1 year ago. And that location is the Chico Veterans Memorial Hall, 900 Esplanade. There'll be live music and a DJ, so yes, no doubt there'll be dancing in the street, along with art demonstrations, food and drink to purchase, and lots of fun. It starts at 6 o'clock and lasts till 9. The party's happening outside around the Veterans Memorial Building across the street from Chico High School. Our visual art expert Dolores Mitchell is already at MUNCA. She's talking with Pat Macias, board president of the museum. This party also kicks off MUNCA's latest art exhibition, as Macias explains.
Well, there's always something really fun happening at MUNCA. We are going to be opening a show, and that is going to be murals and street art with a street party out on the side of the building on Washington with live graffiti artists working on a very, very large piece that would then be moved into the windows of the museum. Inside will be a collection of graffiti artists. Oftentimes people don't think of it as art. That's the big question we have to answer, and that's what we have to clarify to people is, what is the history of this? How did it begin, and why did it begin? Oftentimes we think of graffiti artists and muralists as only doing something large on the side of a building, when in reality they do canvases. We're going to be pulling together some of that work for people to see. There's a good movie out that's been out for quite a while, actually, and we're going to be trying to see if we can either show it here or partner with one of the theaters and show it during the mural.
Excellent. Well, are you going to tell us what the movie is?
No, everybody will go see it first.
We all have a bit of an impulse if we see a sidewalk or a wall and we have a marker. Have you ever had such an impulse?
Well, yes and no. The other day, I was driving by Chico Junior High. They had the whole school out there doing chalk art on the sidewalk. They were wonderful pieces. That's using another kind of surface to be working on. The paints used by the graffiti artists are pretty fine. I mean, they have nozzles, they have different tips they can put on them to make different kinds of markings. It's almost like a computer program, but done with paint cans instead.
There does seem to be that joy in doing something spontaneously, making your mark and making yourself visible to the world.
That's very true. Hidden as an artist, but your work is out there for everybody to see.
In addition to graffiti, you're making a distinction of street art. What would be the distinction?
I think street art is a little bit more spontaneous and less planned out. I shouldn't say that because I know muralists very much plan their work, but maybe a muralist is different than a graffiti artist.
Well, there is a kind of intersection between art done for galleries and art that is very spontaneous and for the general public that you cannot escape as you go through a city.
That's true. Just coming upon them, if you've been in San Francisco and looked up, something will grow from the bottom all the way up a side of a building. The Women's Resource Center in San Francisco is an amazing building. I remember scaffolding all around that building as they were working on those murals, which cover the entire building.
You have a background in art education. Would you say there is something about the art that children produce and graffiti art?
Well, yes, I think so, because I think oftentimes it's, again, spontaneous and it is free. You know, we often overthink what we do in terms of being artists oftentimes. When I taught, I would have to stop myself from saying, stop, that's good, that's fine. Because, you know, everybody has their own ending space. When I was teaching at Piedmont High School in the Bay Area, I had a graffiti artist come in one of my visual design classes, and the students worked as teams, worked on panels that were then put up around for a while. You know, they learned a different kind of art that way.
Well, there are other experiences Monca offers, and one of them is a very quiet experience. I'm sitting right now with Pat in the library, which is, I would call it a kind of dove gray. It's just so relaxing. But if I look around, I see stacks of books.
We were lucky enough when we were opening the museum to have a lot of wonderful art books donated by the Butte County Library and Friends of the Library. These are amazing books. I'll come back here often during the day, and there's either a family sitting here looking through books together, or a couple, or somebody coming back and doing research. We don't check the books out. It's such a quiet space, and it's such a nice room to just sit and look through art.
Well, it has a perfect table, which is a round table. You can really spread the books out. Pat, you had been doing music evenings, and I gather that's been temporarily suspended?
One of the things we figured out was that with the Thursday night markets, it's probably best not to do things on Thursdays, and that's when we were doing them. So we kind of are stopping that until September, when we'll come back to our second Thursday nights at Monca from 6 to 8. We will be doing other music events. We try to do events that go along with the exhibitions that are on.
Well, let's look ahead a bit. Summer is a time when you're really planning what's going to be happening in the fall. So what are your thoughts for the fall?
In September, we have a wonderful show coming up. It's called Black and White on Black and White. You know, we curate our own shows. This one is partially curated by the Smithsonian, and it is negatives, glass negatives that were found in a garage sale of African-American portraits from about the 1930s, I think. That will be a major part of the galleries. And then I have a curator from the Bay Area, Ramakan Ora Wisters, who is curating a contemporary African-American portrait show, which is very different than the ones you're going to see in those glass negatives. So that is going to be starting September 6th and goes through October 28th. With that one, we will have a lot of different activities going on.
And you also have a wonderful permanent collection.
We do, and we try to incorporate that sometimes into what we are showing.
From time to time, you incorporate parts of the permanent collection into exhibitions, such as the Persistence Show of June and part of July.
Yes, we have great work. Claudia Steele and Ann Pierce were very prominent women in the community as artists and as women. They are part of our collection. We try to use them when we can. We've used them twice already. We've put on 6 exhibitions already since we've been in this space, and July marks our first anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. What a benefit to the Chico community. Thank you so much. I'm just going to end by having Pat go over the hours and the days that the museum is open and say a bit about the location in Chico.
We are, again, Monca, the Museum of Northern California Art, located at 900 The Esplanade and the old Veterans Memorial Hall. And our hours are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5.
In less than 3 hours, you can go to an art party at MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art. That's on the Esplanade in Chico, across from Chico High. It starts at 6 o'clock and lasts till 9. What is the current number one best-selling album in America in 2018 so far? Well, if you're like me, you probably answered, it must be an album by one of the regular superstars, like Beyoncé, or Kanye West, or Taylor Swift, or Lady Gaga, or Adele. But it's none of those. I was bowled over and delighted when I heard, on an NPR story last week, that the number one best-selling album in America is a soundtrack album from an original movie musical, The Greatest Showman. It's a musical biopic about P.T. Barnum, the inventor of the circus. Here's the opening number from the movie and the soundtrack. We're introduced to Barnum in all his glory as the ringmaster of the greatest show on earth. He's played by Hugh Jackman.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can gather. Your fever dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and your blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
The opening song from the best-selling album in the nation for 2018, The Greatest Showman. The songs for this movie were written by two Tony winners and Oscar winners, songwriters Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. Here's another song from The Greatest Showman soundtrack. This one's called A Million Dreams, and it starts out with Barnum as a little boy, his head filled with ideas and dreams and concepts about all the things that he wants to create and show the world. He's talking to a girl, Charity, who, when they grow up, will become his wife. And as the song continues, Barnum turns into the adult Barnum, played by Hugh Jackman, and his wife is played by Michelle Williams.
They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire.
Thank you.
inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They could say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. For the world we're gonna make.
However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. You may be right, you may be wrong, but say that you'll bring me along to the world you see, to the world I close my eyes.
The brightest colors fill my head.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams, a million dreams.
I think of what the world could be. A vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. A million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
And here's another song from The Greatest Showman. This is sung by two young people. He's a rich kid who was mesmerized by the circus and ran away with it. She's a performer, a trapeze artist. He's played by Zac Efron. You might remember him from many years ago as the star of the High School Musical movies. She's played by Zendaya. In this song, they're falling in love as they fly through the air on a trapeze.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me. So don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards, but fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
You think it's easy? Think I don't wanna run to you, but there are mountains and there are doors that we can't walk through. To break in my hands are tied.
We've been listening to songs from The Greatest Showman, a movie musical that's been very popular, especially with young people, tweens and teens, which has been key in making the album the number one album on the charts for all of 2018 so far. The other most famous show by the same songwriters, Pasek and Paul, is the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen. For almost 2 years, you've had to go to New York to see that show. But now it's going to be on tour. It's coming to the West Coast later this year. You can see it in San Francisco in December. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.